You're listening to Rockers in Recovery Radio. If you'd like to find out more information, go to rockersinrecovery.com or Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Hey, hey, good afternoon. John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. Host for today, Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery education. We do it through news, music, events, festivals, taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober communities. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you want to check out more about Rockers in Recovery, you can go to rockersinrecovery.com and click on About, and it gives you the whole outline of the media company. Want to also let you know that the festival is coming up, Rockers in Recovery Music Festival, and that's going to be February 11th. We also have a meet and greet February 10th. Check out more at rockersinrecovery.com. We have a special guest today, of course, talking treatment and recovery, our buddy Tommy. And Tommy is the chief business development officer up at Amethyst Recovery Center. Tommy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, John.
Hey, listen, great stuff. We want to thank, of course, Amethyst Recovery Center for supporting Rockers in Recovery events and being a special events partner. And being a venue partner on this next event that we're coming up on. You guys are out of Port St. Lucie. Let's get a little bit more information about you and your background, and then let's find out a little bit more about Amethyst.
Perfect. Well, my name is Tommy Holmeyer. My sobriety date is May 1st, 2010, which means I just celebrated 6 years clean and sober recently. And
congratulations.
I'm a true blue Floridian. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm a true blue Floridian. I'm one of those people that was actually born and raised in Florida. A little bit of my background is I have an older brother who's also sober by the name of Bruce. He actually just celebrated 5 years clean and sober yesterday. And
wow.
I have a mom. Yeah, so it's pretty cool. He celebrates on Halloween. I don't know who gets sober on Halloween, but apparently he did. So I have a mom who's absolutely 100% supportive of both of us and a believer in recovery because she's seen both of her kids both get clean and sober. So a little bit of my background. I was born and raised in Port St. Lucie and started using at about the age of 12. It, you know, started off with a couple of beers and, you know, smoking some cigarettes and maybe a little bit of weed, and by the age of 15 progressed to, you know, the pills and practically anything I could get my hands on. And unfortunately, it led me down kind of like a dark path pretty quickly. At 16, I found my father passed away from an overdose. And I wish I could tell you, like, that's when I got my head on straight and that's when I got clean and sober. But unfortunately, I was the type of drug addict and the alcoholic that showed up to my father's funeral on the same substances that he had overdosed on. And, you know, it was kind of tough, you know, dealing with that childhood trauma. But rather than dealing with it and grieving the death of my father, I figured I would just go numbs towards it. So I started using a lot heavier. And by the age of 18, I had caught a couple of felonies. And from 18 to 22, I was practically incarcerated the whole time with five felony charges. And when I got out of jail, I went to a state-ran sober house. And that was May 1st, 2010, and I've been sober since. So I work the 12 steps. I continue to work the 12 steps with a sponsor, and I have a number of sponsees that we do a step study at my house on Thursdays, you know, to where I can help maintain that change of thinking and help push others towards, you know, the gift of recovery.
And it's also a renewing process for you every time you bring somebody through the steps.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I credit my, you know, my long-term recovery to the fact that I continue to work a program. You know, it's that me working the steps initially helped establish that change of thinking that I had in order to recover. And I maintain that change of thinking by continuing to bring other people through the steps and staying involved in the recovery throughout Port St. Lucie.
Wow. So
that's actually how I got a job in treatment. I was standing in front of an AA meeting and some guy randomly walked up to me when I was about 13 months sober and asked me if I ever worked in treatment or considered it. I told him I had no idea what it was about. And, you know, five and a half years later, here I am still working in treatment.
So, and you helped develop the Amethyst Recovery Center, is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Me, Ian, and another one of our partners by the name of Paul, we all worked at a center for almost 5 years now. And, you know, we all kind of went our separate ways, and Ian made a phone call almost 2 years ago now and stated that he was going to start Amethyst Recovery Center, and he wanted us to come along as, you know, and help, you know, found the program. And after a little bit of delay, we all kind of agreed to give it a shot. And 18 months later now, we're up to almost 130 beds, and we're opening in New Hampshire. So it's been definitely a blessing and one heck of a ride.
Yeah, let me ask you about the New Hampshire organization. What are you doing up there?
We are opening what's called a PHP and an IOP up in New Hampshire. We work with a couple of advocates and some really good women up there called Hope on Haven Hill, where they're starting a rehab for pregnant women and helping mothers of children, you know, who maybe don't have the resources necessary. So we got involved with them through Operation Hope out of Scarborough, Maine, which we helped start, which was, you know, one of the resources where the individuals can walk into a police station and ask for help. And long story short, we saw the need for strong treatment in New Hampshire, and New Hampshire kind of servicing the whole New England area. We saw that it might be a good fit. And what we were looking to do, it's called a Florida Model Treatment Center. We're looking to build that up there. We're actually, you know, framing out the building and doing all the necessary footwork to get it up and running. But it's looking to be what's called a Florida Model Treatment Center, where you have your center, where your therapists, where your groups are at, you know, where they do the one-on-one individual sessions. We would have that, you know, 7 to 8 hours a day. And then afterwards, the individuals would go back to their residence at night, to where they would be involved, you know, in the local recovery meetings, either going to AA or NA. And, you know, if they choose to, maybe celebrate recovery or church. So we have that going on in New Hampshire, and we're looking really forward, you know, to servicing practically the whole New England area, because I know that's plagued with the heroin epidemic, as most cities are. But, you know, specifically in New England, we saw a need for it.
The other, and I'm glad you brought up the heroin epidemic, because that's part of what we're doing with the whole Rockers in Recovery meet and greet in the festival. It's all about unite to fight addiction and love of recovery. We have to unite to fight addiction and then turn people on to the love of recovery so they can see that, hey, listen, we're not a glum lot, that recovery is possible, and family members need to see that too. But most importantly, they need to be educated. And being the educational part of this, and, you know, our media organization and you supporting it, how important is education to people when it comes to the disease of addiction?
As far as education is concerned, it's, you know, when I was growing up, we had your DARE, and we had, you know, the Just Say No to Drugs. And if that worked, that would have been fantastic, because I don't think we would be having this conversation right now. But, you know, the education is needed for the fact of prevention, you know, because nowadays a lot of these individuals that are using, it's no longer getting high. These people are either overdosing and ending up in the hospital or going to a treatment center. You know, it doesn't seem like there's
any dying.
On the road anymore. Yeah, they're
dying.
You know, so I think the education is really, really important to stress the fact as far as preventing it is concerned. Now, this is by no means Amethyst's, you know, beliefs as far as, you know, like medicated assisted treatment or anything like that. But as far as educating yourself on the fact that people can get and stay sober, that there are other alternatives, you know, to finding recovery, whether that be, you know, through your church, through, you know, through the AA or through the 12 steps. There's a tons of different ways, you know, to go about on the journey of recovery. And I think it's important to educate yourself on all of those ways, you know, just in case if one doesn't stick for the individual.
I love it. And understanding that and being able to have people come and relax and being able to sit and have the education aspect of it. And listen to some music and get educated and have people like you there to be able to answer your questions is what the target is. And we're, again, very happy that you become a special events partner of our flagship event. You know, we have a couple of thousand people come every year that want to know more and be educated. And we thank you for your service to your community for helping us. In closing, if you had a family member out there that's struggling with a loved one that has an addiction to opioids or heroin or to any other drug or alcohol, you know, substances, what would you say to them?
I would just stress the fact, you know, that to not give up hope. I know my mom struggled with it for a while. You know, she practically grieved the death of both of her children. I myself was extremely involved on the in the pill mills and everything like that, you know, hence how I caught the criminal charges. And my brother also was involved in a lot of those things, you know, and he has a couple of felonies himself. And I know my poor mother, you know, while she was dealing with both of us in active addiction, kind of, you know, thought there was no other way out, especially having buried her husband. You know, she thought that maybe we didn't stand a chance. But one thing that she never did was give up hope for us, and I ended up getting clean and sober first. Like I said, I got sober May 1st, 2010. And, you know, we were both there for my brother, who unfortunately was incarcerated. And when he had about 2 weeks left to go, he gave me a phone call and started asking me about sober living homes and started asking me about treatment and what I was doing to stay sober. And because my mother had never given up hope on me, I couldn't give up hope on my brother, and she was there helping out as well. And long story short, we ended up putting him in a sober house. And I mean, the experience speaks for himself. You know, he just, like I said, he just celebrated 5 years clean and sober yesterday. So for a family member who is struggling, you know, with dealing with a loved one, a son, a brother, you know, an aunt, an uncle, the fact of the matter is my whole family has recovered as a result, you know, of recovery, as a result of working the 12 steps, as a result of finding a program that works and sticking with it. And now because of that, I have a happy and a healthy family. If that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. Great, great, great information. I want to let people know that you can go to, it's Amethyst Recovery Center. And can you give us the website?
The Amethyst Recovery or the New England Recovery and Wellness?
Both of them.
AmethystRecovery.org. Let me triple check that. I know Ian will probably kill me since I don't know the exact website, but I'm pretty sure it is AmethystRecovery.org. Let me just triple check that. I probably should have been a little bit more prepared, but that's okay.
Hey, listen, you know,
yeah,
stuff happens.
I was right. So it's AmethystRecovery.org. And our new website, which we actually just launched for New England Recovery and Wellness, it's NewEnglandRaw.org.
Great stuff. You can also call 855-550-0750. And
also, John,
you can get some more information.
Correction. It's NewEnglandRaw.com.
Oh, okay. NewEnglandRaw.com and the other one for Amethyst.
AmethystRecovery.org. And we have all of our information there as far as the services that we provide, you know, the levels of care that we do offer, and the type of clients and individuals that we treat. So if there is ever any questions that myself, that I can't answer or that somebody else can't, you know, they can definitely do their research and see the reviews and see the people that we have helped in the process of, you know, building this pretty cool place that we run.
Again, 855-550-0750. If you need help or you have a loved one that needs help, give them a call, see what they have to say. And most importantly, you know, get educated. That's what this is about. I want to thank Tommy for being on the show today. Tommy, oodles to you guys, and you guys rock. And look forward to seeing you and Ian and Sam at the event.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the time, and I look forward to speaking to you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks. Thanks, guys. We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye.
Guys, Rockers in Recovery, of course, you've been listening to Talking Treatment and Recovery with Tommy from Amethyst Recovery Center. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. And, of course, you can find out more information at rockersinrecovery.com. Across the top, you have home, about, contact, recovery partners, sponsorship, productions. We do live productions across the country. You can see a live stream. We do live stream our events, so you can check out a lot of stuff there. It's a lot to take in, you know, sit back, have a cup of coffee, and read the website. Look forward to everybody tuning in tonight, and, of course, two times a day on Rockers in Recovery Radio, we're live. Look forward to having everybody a part of tonight's show, too. Have a great day. Thanks.